Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God be with you.
Come on, Jesus. Jesus paid the price. Now I'm sold out.
Songs of Solomon, chapter 8, and verse 8.
Mm-hmm.
We have a little sister, and she hath no breast. What shall we do for our sister in the day when she shall be spoken for?
Mm-hmm.
Verse 9. If she be a wall, we will build upon her a palace of silver. And if she be a door, we will enclose her with boards of cedar.
Amen.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus. I'm going to read the same scripture in another version. In the New Living Translation, it says, we have a little sister too young to have breasts. What will we do for our sister if someone asks to marry her? If she is a virgin, like a wall, we will protect her with a silver tower. But if she is promiscuous, like a swinging door, we will block her door with cedar bar. Hallelujah. What the scripture is saying, is that, can you just speak in tongues and pray for me? Pray for me. Just pray for me. Pray for me, please. Ask God to help me to preach. Please pray for me. Please don't keep quiet. Palke parabushi andirika brus. Rante braso vora bashantaria kaporia kaparia kaporia. Morianda bokorianda barianda boso korianda barianda boria kaparia. Burianda bokorianda barianda boso korianda barianda bokorianda barianda boso korianda barianda. Oh Father, I pray. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Now, when I'm talking about relationships, I can talk about so many things because there's so many issues that we need to deal with. But allow me to say what I feel God wants me to say. Because I feel that what God wants me to say, if we listen to it, and if we live by it, it will really help us, especially here in
Namakos.
I understand what I'm saying. Now, this scripture that we just read, the Bible says, a young girl, if someone will come, and say that we want to marry her, there's two things that they consider. Number one, has she kept herself? Or has she not? Are we on the same page?
Amen.
And you realize that this family will hold her highly if she has kept herself. In other versions, it says that they will actually give her a present. They will build her a house. When somebody has now come to marry her and she has managed to keep herself up until her marriage. But if she has not kept herself, the Bible says that they will put wood in front of her door and they won't even allow her to marry according to scripture. In fact, according to the law, it goes even deeper that she is even supposed to be killed. if she didn't keep herself
mangabe ngazigcinanga
according to the law
ngokuya komthetho.
Thank God that Jesus came. Tell
her
thank God that Jesus came.
Tshela umakhelwane sibonke uNkulunkulu uJesu ufikile.
That now we live by grace and not by the law.
Manje siphila ngomusa ingomthetho.
Hallelujah. So but the point I want to show here
engifuna ukuyakukhona lapha
is that there is more value
ukuthi kukhona ukuphathekayo
for someone who keeps themselves
kumuntu ozigcinayo.
Not the Bible describes a person like a door.
IBhayibheli lithi umuntu ofana nomnyango
onke umuntu uyangena nje
they are enter
ngena phuma nge anyone who feels like
out.
Can you look at your neighbor, say neighbor?
Ungambheka umakhelwane uthi makhelwane.
Don't be a door, don't be a door.
Ungabe umnyango.
Be a wall, be a wall.
Ubonda.
Are we all on the same page or where?
Sisendaweni eyodwa na.
I want us to value the word of God.
Ngifuna sihloniphe izwi likaNkuluNkulu.
And to value spiritual things.
Siphinde futhi sihloniphe nezinto zakomoya.
In this world that we live in.
Kulomhlaba esiphila kuwo.
It's like the major reasons why people enter relationships.
Kunjengokuthi ngana abantu abaningi bengena ebudlelwaneni.
Is so that they can fool around.
Khona bazokhona ukudrive.
Kwenzani?
Ukuzulazula.
Do you understand when I say fool around? It's like is the center of relationships.
Yilapho ku nobudlelwane khona.
That's what they are all about.
Yilokho kuphela abakufunayo.
The fooling around.
Ukudlala, ukuzulazula.
And having that type of mentality
kukhona lokho okuhlakanipha futhi
is a mentality that brings a whole host of problems
umqondo letha konke kuzinkinga
where the main reason is I mean just to fool around
lapho isizathu sonke kuzulazula nokudlala.
Are you listening to me? So today I'm just going to give you 2 points.
Namhlanje ngizokunika ama points amabili.
The second point has sub points to it.
Lesibili lifana nalo.
And then we are going to close.
Bese siyavala.
I want to give you advice as your pastor.
Ngifuna ukunika isaluleko njengomuntu.
I want to give you advice as your man of God.
Ngifuna ukunika isaluleko njengomuntu kaNkuluNkulunkulu.
Are you listening to me somebody? And I know that this advice is going to be hard to follow.
Ngiyazi lesaluleko sinzima ukusibona.
But I'm going to give it anyway.
Kodwa mina ngizokunika nje.
And I believe that maybe one or two, maybe even one person,
noma abathathu.
Maybe nobody will listen, but maybe one day somebody will pick up my message.
Ngakho zolalela kodwa omunye ngelinye ilanga.
And hear what I'm about to say.
Alalele lokho engifuna.
And will follow my advice.
Aphinde futhi akulandele.
And such a person will help themselves.
Lo muntu uzobuyisize kakhulu.
I listen to what I'm saying. Now the first point I want to give you today.
Eloqala ngifuna ukutshela lona.
Is when you enter a relationship.
Mangabe ungena ebudlelwaneni.
Or you desire to enter a relationship.
Noma ufuna ukungena.
Or you are in a relationship.
Noma usophakathi.
Make sure.
Yenza siqiniseke.
That relationship
ukuthi lobo budlelwane
is leading to marriage.
Buya emshadweni.
Marriage.
Buya emshadweni.
It's about getting married.
Kuya emshadweni.
So let's say you are not married.
Eke sitha ukashadile.
You are not in a relationship.
Ufuta ukhebudlelwane.
But you desire to be in a relationship.
Kodwa ufuna ukuba sebudlelwaneni.
Now when your goal
ngenkathi ufuna
is marriage.
Umshado.
When you look at a lady if you are a guy.
Mawubuka kwesimame mawindoda.
Or if you look at a guy if you are a lady.
Mawubuka endodeni ungowesimame.
You will not be looking at this one can be nice to fool around.
Ungabheka ukuthi lona ngaba right ukuthi.
But your eye will be a bit wiser.
Amehla akho mawaqonde.
You'll be looking for a wife, you'll be looking for a husband.
Uzobheka umyeni ubheka umakoti.
So you'll be looking at more than just how the person looks.
Uzobheka lokho okukhulu okudlula umuntu abukeka ngakho.
Because your mindset
ngoba umqondo wakho
is that I'm looking for someone to get married.
Ukuthi ngibheka umuntu engizomshada.
Not just a fool around partner. Read for me Galatians chapter 2 verse
18.
We read it last week. Sorry, not Galatians, Genesis chapter 2.
Genesis 2.
Verse 18, Genesis chapter 2.
Genesis chapter 2 verse 18.
Mm-hmm.
And the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him.
Continue.
And out of the ground the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every fowl of the air, and brought them unto Adam to see what he would call them. And whatsoever Adam called every living creature, that was the name thereof.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 20. And Adam gave names to all cattle, and to the fowl of the air, and to every beast of the field. But for Adam there was not found an helpmeet for him.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 21. And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead of, and the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, made he a woman, and brought her unto the man.
Mm-hmm.
And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones, and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman, because she was taken out of man.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So you can see,
we are born again.
When God made Eve, he made her to be Adam's wife. Not to be Adam's girlfriend. To be his wife. So God wants you to marry. Wants you to marry. So your relationship that you are in should be something that is, the goal is we are getting married. Not that the goal we are going to be girlfriend and boyfriend and see how it goes and then 5 years not married, 10 years not married, 20 years not married. I once heard of a true story where people were in a relationship and the man would say to the woman, this year is the year I'm going to marry you. They were in their early 20s. In their 30s, the man came back again. It's true, Bob. This year, I promise you, it's the year. In their 40s, the guy said, you know what? This year, I'm telling you, this is the year I'm marrying. In their 50s, the man was still saying, this year, I promise you, I don't know if they ever ended up getting married. But you can imagine. 20 years promising. And nothing happened. You have to guarantee that this thing we are entering into is for marriage. It's not for fooling around. It's for marriage. Tell your neighbor it's for marriage. It's for marriage. Then your mind will start working correctly. Then while you are in a relationship, you'll start seeing things that, okay, this one I cannot handle in marriage forever. Then you know what to do. Or you start seeing things that will confirm that this is a good person to spend the rest of my life with. If the mind is marriage. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I said hallelujah.
Amen.
I said, hallelujah.
Amen.
So your goal must be to marry.
Injongo yakho makube umshado.
Must marry.
Shada.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I've been pastoring in Namafias for a while.
Ngike ngoba umfundisi eMafias khathe side.
One of the major reasons why people don't target marriage.
Inkinga eningi ezenza abantu bangawubheka umshado.
One of the major excuses I will get.
Izaba nje abazenzayo.
Is money.
Imali.
Oh pastor, we can't afford a wedding yet.
Hayi baba ngeke silunge imali ayikabikho.
This and this and that and that.
Nalokhiya nalokhiya.
It's a lie. You are lying to me.
Akulona iqiniso lo lunamanga.
You can afford.
Ungalunga.
Hello?
Yebo.
Even those amens are hard to come out of your mouth.
No amen kunzima obabephuka.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can marry.
Ungashada.
It's possible.
Kuyenzeka nje.
It's possible.
Kuyenzeka kahle.
The only thing you need.
Into nje oyidingayo.
Is once I marry.
Ukuthi nje washada.
Where are we going to stay?
Ngizohlala phi?
If you can find a place to stay.
Uma ungathola nje indawo yokuhlala.
You can marry.
Ungashada.
And you can marry easy. The only problem maybe is your family.
Inkinga nje mhlamba umndeni wakho.
Because sometimes family wants too many things.
Kwesinye isikhathi umndeni ufuna izinto eziningi.
But the church is not a problem.
Kodwa ebandleni akuyona nje inkinga.
You can even come to me and say, Pastor,
ungeza naki muthi baba.
Next week Sunday, please join us together.
Ngeviki lizo Sunday ihlanganise.
And you and your partner,
wena no wakho,
will come.
Nizosa.
And we clap for you.
Sinshayile
izandla. And you stand here.
Nimalaphaya.
And we join you together.
Siyahlanganisa ndawonye.
And you are married.
Senishadile.
Finished.
Kanjalo nje.
Only one person is saying it.
Uyedwa uthi amen.
You don't need too many things. You don't need too many things.
Izinto eziningi.
Can you look at me as though you believe that you are pastor?
Awubuke nje ubuke mina ukholo.
Mama Ruth come.
Mama mfundisi Sondela.
If not a Sunday we can come.
Na Sonto yaza nje.
You just stand here.
Niyamala.
And this is the new couple that is getting married today.
Abasha laba bashada namhlanje.
So would you take so and so to be your husband?
When we amthatha ukuthi abe uyena.
Do you take her to be your? I do. I now pronounce you husband and wife.
Ngomkhwenyana nomakoti.
How much did that cost, ma? That what we just did now.
Sasimoshe malini nje manje.
Can you say amen, please?
Ngicela uthi amen.
Why are you looking at me like pastor?
Ubuke mina njengomfundisi.
Thank you, mama.
Ngiyabonga mama mfundisi.
Mom fundisi says home affairs is 70 rand.
So home affairs go 70 rand.
It's so simple.
Kulula kabi.
So simple.
Kulula.
You don't have to stay with a person 10 years, 15 years.
Ukuhlala nomuntu eminyaka ezinkulungwane.
Children coming, a number of them
bayaphuma.
And you are not married.
Ugoda unshot.
Why?
Yini?
What are you waiting for?
Nilindeni.
What I don't even understand.
Engaqondi kahle kahle.
People will leave their parents' house.
Abantu bazoshiya omabo.
And go live together.
Bahambe beyohlalisana.
But they will not marry.
Kodwa bashade.
Kunenza noma ungashade.
What are you doing and why you don't marry?
Amen today.
Eyo amen namhlanje.
Mina struggle with them.
Ngiyasokola ngabo.
I understand what I'm saying.
Ngithola bangithini.
It's possible to marry.
Kuyenzeka ukuthi umuntu ashade.
Why can't in our church?
Ingani la ebandleni lethu?
When we say wave your hands to Jesus, we just see shining things in people's hands.
Sifuna sibone nje izinto ezishayinayo ezandleni.
Why not?
Yini kungenzeki?
Hello.
Amen.
What are we waiting for?
Silindeni.
We become comfortable with something that we shouldn't be comfortable with.
Senelseka ngezinto ongamela senelseke ngazo.
living with. We are even calling the person my husband, my wife.
My baby.
And we can't do the simple thing of just making it official. Why? Why can't you honor the person you love? And officially make her your wife. Brothers, are you here? Are you listening to me?
Ninglalele.
Yeah. A sister cannot marry herself. Sisters, can you marry yourself?
Bonko sisi ningayishada nina.
You can't.
Ngeke.
A brother gotta stand up and be a man.
Ubhuti kumele asukume abe indoda.
Sister, I don't want to fool around with you.
Sisi mina ngifuna ukudlala ngawe.
I want to make you my wife.
Ngifuna ukwenza unkosikazi wami.
And you honor her.
Ngiphinde nguhloniphe.
And you bring her.
Ngiphinde ngunakekele.
And you marry her.
Ngushade.
Then anything that you do together in God's eyes is legal.
Konke okunye nikwenzayo nibabili phambi kaNkulunkulu.
Very legal.
Kubi.
I listen to what I'm saying. Mm. So this thing of excuses about money, you can fool another pastor, but not this one. You can marry. Everybody here can marry.
Wonke umuntu la ekhaya engashada.
I don't know why people harass themselves to try and want big weddings. When maybe at that time you can't afford. So just do something you can afford. If there's no money, it's okay. You will be married. If you can afford finger food, then after we put you together, we eat enough food.
Masqeda ukuhlanisa sizozwa.
Ayinkosambona bashadile.
Kulungile.
Okusalayo bashadile.
They are married. They are married.
Then if you can do more, you do more.
Uma ufuna ukwenza okukhulu ungakwenza.
According to your pocket.
Kuya ngephakethe lakho.
But don't let your pocket be the thing that blocks you.
Kodwa ungavumeli iphakethe lakho likuvimbe.
If please stand up. If we are best friends, you see,
uma umngane,
and then he marries,
uyashada,
and has a big thing,
kunento enkulu.
It doesn't mean that when my time comes, I must have a big thing like his.
Kathi sami namele ngifane naye.
God has not given us the same.
UNkulunkulu akasinikanga amandla alinganayo.
If he can afford a big thing, glory be to God. And what I can afford, also glory be to God.
Lokho enginakho futhi umusa kaNkulunkulu.
Okusalayo, both of us will be married.
But sishadile sonke.
Okusalayo.
Ekugcineni.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
One thing that I've noticed, you know,
ngubhekile,
is that everybody wants to have the biggest and best wedding.
Ukuthi wonke umuntu ufuna ukuba nento enkulu umshado.
No matter how big, no matter how best.
Noma ngabe kuhle kukhulu.
A week later, or maybe even a day later.
Elangeni nje lisophela.
Somebody will have a bigger and better than yours.
Omunye uzoba nokukhulu futhi okungcono kunawe.
It's just foolishness, this thing of trying to
kublima nje ukulandela izinto ezinkulu.
And you should be able to go talk to your family.
Ungahamba nje ukukhuluma nanomndeni wakho.
Talk to your parents.
Ukhulume nabazali.
That look, we want to marry but we don't have money.
Uba church sifuna ukushada kodwa imali
asinayo. How can we make it possible?
Singaphuma kanjani?
How can we? I can't afford the lobola that you guys are saying.
Angikwazi ukulobola
mina. But I want to marry.
Kodwa ngiyafuna ukushada.
What can we do?
Yini esingayenza ukuthi sishade?
Maybe they'll say okay. Pay kancane kancane. Shadam. But after you marry, you pay kancane
kancane
until you finish.
Uzoqeda.
Okusalayo nishadile.
After all, you are married.
Can I hear some good amens?
Ninezo amen abahle.
You can marry.
Ungashada.
It's possible to marry. It's possible to obey the voice of God. It's possible. God will not just want you to do something that is impossible. He wants you and your partner to become husband and wife. He wants that for you. And so it is possible. I listen to what I'm saying. Tell your neighbor, say, it's possible. It's possible. So in our church, I don't want to see prolonged relationships. Like relationships. After about a year or two of being in a relationship, now you know each other.
What are you waiting for?
A year or two is enough. To try and see if there are any red flags that I must be careful of. But after that, it's enough. I listen to what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Then you must marry.
Melu shat.
You don't agree.
Au vumi.
How many years do you think is enough?
Ngaka iminyaka ocabanga ukuthi ungayihlala nowakwakho.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Then the second thing I want to tell you for today.
Okwesibili ngifuna ukukudlulisa.
Is once you are in a relationship.
Uma nje ukuba ngene ebudlelwaneni.
Keep yourself pure.
Zigcina.
No fooling around.
Ungadlali.
Hello? If brother A
mangabo abela
falls in love with sister A,
asephinda athandana no dudu.
And they talk to each other.
Baphinde bayakhuluma.
And the sister says, "Yes, I nami ngiyakuthanda."
Bavumelana bathi, "I love you too."
Between that moment
kona kona lapho nje
and the day we put you together in church,
nangelanga lapho sinhlanganise ebandleni,
no fooling around,
akusekho ukudlala.
Please say amen to encourage me to
amen
to preach.
Ngiqoquzela uba ngishumayele.
Tell the neighbor, say no fooling around,
akusekho ukudlala.
No, I didn't hear you.
Akaze ngikuzwe.
Mamruti, please read for me 1 Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 12.
Abase Korinto kuqala ku 6 ku verse 12.
My message is almost finished.
1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 5.
12, verse 12.
12.
Mm-hmm.
All things are lawful unto me, but all things are not expedient.
Mamruti, can you open your phone Bible and read it in the Good News Bible? Good News Bible. First Corinthians chapter 6 from verse 12 to verse 20. You don't have good news. Okay, I'll read it from here. The Bible says, someone will say, I am allowed to do anything. Yes, but not everything is good for you. I could say that I am allowed to do anything, but I am not going to let anything make me its slave. Someone else will say, food is for the stomach, and the stomach is for food. Yes, but God will put an end to both. The body is not to be used for sexual immorality, but to serve the Lord. And the Lord provides for the body. God raised the Lord from death, And he will also raise us by his power. You know that your bodies are parts of the body of Christ. Shall I take a part of Christ's body and make it part of the body of a prostitute? Impossible. Or perhaps you don't know that the man who joins his body to a prostitute becomes physically one with her. The scripture says quite plainly, the two will become one body. But he who joins himself to the Lord becomes spiritually one with him. Avoid immorality. Any other sin a man commits does not affect his body. But the man who is guilty of sexual immorality sins against his own body. Don't you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit? Who lives in you and who was given to you by God? You do not belong to yourselves, but to God. He bought you for a price. So use your bodies for his glory. Hallelujah. So the Bible discourages fooling around before marriage. Are you understanding what I'm saying? It's illegal spiritually. It's illegal. In this world, it's okay. Even your friends they will make you feel good. But according to scripture, it is illegal. The Bible encourages us to keep ourselves pure, keep ourselves holy. But Pastor, I'm no longer. It's okay. You can make the decision from today. That from today I keep myself holy. From today I keep myself pure. From today I don't fool around until I get married. This is a good time to say amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want to give you problems that come. 15 of them. 15 problems that come when we do not keep ourselves holy. What do you think? Alright, I'm going to read them very fast.
Okay?
So, the Bible calls this thing, it calls it fornication. When you fool around outside marriage. The Bible calls it fornication. The Bible calls it adultery. So, number one, fornication is disobedience. If you sleep with your boyfriend, you are being disobedient. If you sleep with your girlfriend, you are being disobedient. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 22.
Mm-hmm. And Samuel said, had the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
To obey is better than sacrifice. Some years ago, when our church was still at the school, there was this brother who used to come to our church. And he always made sure that he brings an offering. And one day, he came to me and said, "Pastor, I'm rushing to go to Main Lane. But don't worry, I brought my offering." And he dropped his offering in the basket. Do you know that was the last time I saw that brother? I don't know what he found in Main Lane then. He disappeared. But in my heart, I was like, "I don't care about your offering, brother. The person I care about is you, not your offering." And a lot of people have that type of mentality. As long as I came to church, I can do whatever I want to do. As long as I give my offering, I've done my part. But once they leave, their whole life is disobedience to God. Their friends, disobedience. The lifestyle, disobedience. So the Bible says, God rather appreciates your obedience rather than any other sacrifice you can make. He wants you to obey. So also this part of our lives, where it comes to our relationships, he wants us to obey. He wants us to obey. And I know what I'm saying is hard, because I know when you watch television, everything is sexual. Everything. Everything. The world is conditioning us to only think about sexual things. Every day, everything. No matter what they might be selling, even no if they're selling a soap, it will be sexual somehow. Or you haven't noticed? Today. Hello? You haven't noticed? Or you have? Are you understanding what I'm saying? So every time we are getting messages from the world, every time. Yeah. The music we listen to, now they don't even hide it. They'll be wearing strings as bras. String. And a string for a panty.
A twerk.
Or you've not seen it before.
It's
okay. Now, when you're a person who's watching that, what message is it giving you? You are a human being. You are going to develop feelings. There was a brother, I led him to Christ. After some time he came to me and he said, "Eish, I'm struggling." Because before he got born again, he used to have many girlfriends. And that guy used to tell me, "I used to like the virgins." His job was to break virginity. And so, this guy said to me, "I'll be sitting at home." Then he asked himself, "Susan."
I feel like I miss Susan.
And then he'll be sitting, and then he'll remember Rebecca. Oh, Rebecca. And I was was listening to this guy.
Bengilalele lendoda.
And I was praying in my heart.
Ngithandaza ngenhliziyo.
The Lord, how can I help him?
Ngithi ngamsiza kanjani
God. And the Lord told me.
Inkosi yangitshela ukuthi.
Ask him, what music do you listen to?
Mbuze ukuthi ulalela muphi umculo.
And I said, brother, what type of music do you like?
Ngibuza ngathi uthanda muphi umculo wena.
And the songs that he mentioned.
Ingoma izishiye.
Here's your problem.
Nayo inkinga lapha ya.
How can you listen to such things and do not think about
other people? Ulalela kanjani lezo zinto uphindutho uzocabanga ngenye indlela?
So, if I as a pastor comes and say that, hey,
mina njengomfundisi mangizothi
hayi. When you're in a relationship,
keep
yourself clean. I know that I'm saying a very hard thing.
Ngiyazi ukuthi ngisentweni enzima.
I know.
Ngiyazi.
Because we even watch television and we hear that a pastor cheated with a
pastor cheated.
It's not that I'm saying something that I don't know is difficult. But my job is to tell you the scriptures. And my job is to prepare you for your God. And your God wants you to obey. Somebody say, I will obey. Number two. Fornication will destroy your soul.
Fornication ibulala umoya.
Proverbs chapter 6 verse 32. Proverbs chapter 6.
Isaiah 6.
Verse 32. Tell a neighbor, say neighbor.
Makhelwana.
Please come back next week, please.
Ubuya futhi ngeviki elizayo.
Amen.
Amen. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 32.
Mm-hmm.
But whoso committeth adultery with a woman lacketh understanding. He that doeth it destroyeth his own soul.
He that commits adultery destroys his own soul.
Wenza lokho ukuchitha umphefumulo wakhe.
If you are a brother,
mangabo ubhuti,
or you are a sister,
noma usisi,
and you love the Lord,
uthanda inkosi,
you are serving God,
uyamsebenzela,
you are doing this, you are doing that,
wenza lokho
nalokho, you are reading your Bible,
ufunda
iBhayibheli, you are prayerful,
uyathandaza.
The minute you enter into the realm of fornication,
waqala nje wangena ku fornication,
prayer becomes less,
umthandazo iyehla.
Bible reading becomes less.
IBhayibheli liyehla.
Church attendance becomes less.
Ukuza esontweni kuyancipha.
Why? Because your soul
ingani ngoba umoya wakho
is being hurt.
Ulimele.
Being destroyed.
Ubulimali.
The same soul that Jesus came to save.
Wona lo mphefumulo uNkulunkulu azawugcina.
You see? When you fool around outside marriage,
mawudlala njengale komshado,
you are destroying your soul.
Ubulala umoya.
You are hurting yourself.
Ulimaza wena.
I listen to what I'm saying.
Amen.
9 out of 10 times.
Abayi 9 kuyi 10.
When somebody leaves church,
omunye shiye ibandla.
When I try to follow them,
mangizama ukulandela imbangela.
The reason why
imbangela.
There's always a brother or a sister involved.
Konke khona usisi nobhuto khona phakathi.
Because if you keep coming to church and I'm preaching messages like this.
Ngoba manje lokhu ze sontweni ngishumayela kanje.
Uzolebula ushintshe position.
Uzotsheka utsheka.
Ay, gababa, gababa.
Hey.
Lo mfundisi uthini manje?
Hey, ubu, what did he say now?
You want to enjoy sitting.
Ngeke uzuthokozele ukuhlala.
When you read your Bible,
mawufunde iBhayibheli lakho.
And you know that last night you were with Manqoba.
Uyazi ukuthi izolo bekukhona uManqoba.
And the Bible says,
iBhayibheli lithi,
and fornication.
Lithi fornication.
It will feel like something is stabbing you in your heart.
Zobe ngathi khona into ehlaba inhliziyo.
This thing now.
Hey, naloke leli iBhayibheli.
So you will not be able to flow with God.
Ngeke ukwazi ukuhamba noNkulunkulu.
Okay. Number 3.
Okwesithathu.
Fornication will destroy your body. 1 Corinthians 6:14.
Flee fornication. Every sin that a man doeth is without the body, but he that committeth fornication sinneth against his own body.
He sins against his own body. In other words, you are destroying your own body. Number 4. When you commit fornication, you make covenants with all sorts of people. Someone say covenants. Contracts, spiritual contracts. Read verse 15, the same book, same chapter, verse 15.
Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the member of Christ and make them the members of harlot? God forbid.
Read it one more time.
Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of an harlot? God forbid.
Amen. Remember the Bible says, and these two shall become one. When you fool around with somebody, you become one with that person. Am I still in church? So just think about it. Can I have some 3-4 sisters just come to the front? Quickly, just bring yourself. Okay, brothers, can I have some 3-4 brothers, please?
Oh, Buddha, I'll be for now.
Yes, yes, thank you, brother. Just stand and face the church. Now, let's imagine I'm a sister. Do you understand? And I enter a relationship with brother one. And we fool around. According to the scriptures, he and I have become one. Then we break up. I fall in love with brother too. And we fool around also. The Bible says he and I have become one. Same thing here. And same thing here. How many ones? 4 in 1. Now, what most people don't understand is that I am one with all of these people. And whatever his problems were, especially spiritually, have also become mine. Same here. Same here. Same here. Then another brother comes. And then this is the one that I eventually marry. And I'm also becoming one with him also. Now in this marriage, I'm bringing all the problems that I've collected here, collected here, collected here, collected here, plus his own ones also. Plus my own ones from my also, my own family. And I'm bringing them to this marriage. Can you see that this marriage is already at a big disadvantage? Serious disadvantage. Maybe when I became one with this person, in his family, they don't have children. I've collected it. In this family, what problem? Give me examples. Sugar diabetes. In this family, give me examples quickly. No money. This family. Sorry? No education. Now, look at what I'm bringing to this marriage. No children. Sickness. No money. No education. And I'm bringing it to this marriage. So now I'm married to my husband and we are trying to have kids. But I have collected no kids. We are trying to make things work financially, but I have collected no money. I brought it to this marriage because I've been making covenants all the time.
Making covenants.
And some people's family is like they never marry. So as this brother who likes me now and wants to marry me,
says,
sister, let's marry. But I've also collected never marry. So whenever we are five to getting married, something happens. Okay, we overcome it and say, okay, now let's try again to marry. Something happens. I've collected it from somewhere. Because I've been making contract after contract. Do you see the problem that this thing brings? You just think we are having fun. We are fooling around. But you are really damaging your own self. Your own life. Thank you. Please put your hands together for this verse. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Someone may be asking themselves, Pastor, you are preaching about me. How can I deliver myself from all these problems? It's possible. Tell him, never say it's possible. It's possible. That all these contracts can be broken. It's possible. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. It's possible. But you see, you have to stop doing it. And have the vision for marriage. And marry that person and stay together and be happy. Hallelujah. Put your hands together for the Lord one last time. What number are we on?
Five.
Fornication brings evil spirits into your life. Fornication brings evil spirits into your life. Please read for me Revelation chapter 18, verse 2. I'm trying to help somebody. Revelation chapter 18, verse
2.
Revelations chapter 18 and verse 2. And he cried mightily with a strong voice, saying, Babylon the Great is fallen and is become the habitation of devils, and behold, of every foul spirit, and a cage of every unclean and hateful bird.
The Bible says Babylon has become a habitation of what?
A habitation of devils.
Of devils. Evil spirits. Why has it become a habitation of evil spirits? Read verse 3.
Verse 3. For all nations have drunk of the wine of the wrath of her fornication.
All nations have drunk the wine of the wrath of her fornication. So as they were fornicating with her, there was transferal of spirits. When you fool around, in the process of fooling around, you may collect evil spirits. Because the person you're fooling around with, you don't know the family background. You don't know what that person has been doing. All forms of consultations that they've been making. And things that they've been collecting and collecting and collecting. Then you also come and collect the same thing. So to avoid transferal of spirits into your life, you have to keep yourself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I also live in this world.
Eh?
I'm not an angel. I didn't come from heaven to earth. I'm a human being like you. And I know the difficulties of what I'm saying. I will never forget in my first year of work, I was left with two people, a brother and a sister. The brother was a driver and the lady was a receptionist at work. And we started talking because all the seniors and the bosses were gone. And the conversation started going to girlfriends and boyfriends. And by this time, I was a born-again believer. Washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. Speaking in the holy language or speaking in tongues. And I had made a decision that the person that I'll be involved in with will be my wife. And so, they were talking, the girl started talking about her boyfriend. The boy started talking about his girlfriend. And then they came and asked me. I said, are you in a relationship? I said, no. They said, why? And I said, I am waiting on the Lord. The guy pointed at me like this and was laughing. And he laughed until he cried. Because I said, I'm keeping myself for my spouse. He laughed at me until tears came. Have you ever been laughed at like that before?
Amen.
Until he cried. So I know this world we live in. I know what I'm saying is difficult. But you are a child of God. And you have the Spirit of God in you. And He will help you to avoid all these problems that I mentioned by just keeping yourself pure. And if I can be honest with you, when you are a door that anybody can come in and out, it is the reason why you don't get married. It's a reason. Because what that brother wants, he can get it anytime. But if he waits, he will value so that this one is wife material.
His wife
will respect you. And whenever you are married, he's not going to abuse you. Where are you? Come back home. Who's that guy at your workplace? Because he will know that even me, I had to marry this one. So he will have perfect peace in his heart that my wife is not fooling around. And same thing if you're a guy and you are able to keep yourself till you marry. Then your spouse will never be concerned. Can you encourage me with some amens,
please?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Fornication brings sickness. Many people have become sick.
Abantu abaningi bayagula.
You know, one of the things that in my previous church, the thing that they used to do, which I like, which I think we must do in our church also. If you come and you say, Pastor, I want to get married, here's my person. Before I can marry you, both of you must go to the doctor and do tests so that you all know where you stand. Because in the church, Sandila, I was just reading somewhere, and some people came to the church and asked for blood donation. You understand? Because sometimes, you know, when people are in accidents or whatever, they need blood to survive. You know? So they came to the church to ask. Well, that particular church, lots of people donated blood. So before they give that blood to a sick person, they test the blood first. The person was telling this to a pastor. He said, to my shock, a lot of the people in church were HIV positive. In church, we are not talking about some wealthy place. In church. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've heard stories where a pastor saw a beautiful lady at church. He fell in love. They got married. A couple of months into their marriage, the pastor started having
diarrhea.
And it was getting worse and getting worse. When they finally went to the hospital, they found that the wife was HIV positive and gave it to the husband. The husband, after a few months, died. A pastor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
The serious problems that come when we don't keep ourselves. And I knew someone personally. He fell in love with someone. In the church. And the church that we come from, they say, okay, go and test. They went and tested. The lady was positive.
Positive.
And the guy was
negative.
So the pastor said, okay, do you still want to go ahead or you want to stop? And they said, oh, we are in love. We are in love. We want to go ahead. That guy told me himself. Said, Pastor, I couldn't touch her. He said, every time when it was time, all I could think of is that she's HIV positive. A couple of months into their marriage, the marriage broke. Just a little fooling around can destroy your life. Can destroy it completely. Keep yourself. Maintain yourself. And God will bring your partner
unkulunkulu uzokulethela kuyena
and you will marry and you will be happy
and nizoshada futhi nithokoze
you'll be happy
nizothokoza
hallelujah
amen
so fornication can bring sicknesses
iletha ukugula
that is number 6 number 7 is that it can bring death
ubusebe buletha nokufa
many people die
abantu abaningi bayafa
Some die because HIV becomes AIDS.
Abanye bafa ngoba banengculazi.
And some die because they don't only fool around with one person but they fool around with multiple people.
Abanye bafa ngoba batsona nabantu abaningi.
And some people they become so connected with you in love.
Abanye bahlangana nawe ngokuthando.
That when they find out that you are fooling around with other people.
Mabathola ukuthi wena uyafeba.
They can commit suicide.
Bayibulala bona.
Or some are such hardheads.
Abanye banamakhanda aqinile.
That they can even kill you.
Ukuthi bengakubulala nawe uqobo.
I saw a video of someone who was being cheated on.
Ngibona ivideo omunye ofebe.
And the guy went and got a gun.
Wahamba wathatha isibhamu.
And he killed the guy that was cheating with his girlfriend.
Wadubula indoda le ibile.
When he finished he put the gun here and shot himself.
Mayiqeda wayibeka kuya wayibulala naye.
Can you push your neighbor say you can't sleep at that time?
Awuthinta umakhelwane umtshele ukuthi ngeke ulaleke la ekhaya.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And I'm sure you've heard stories like this.
Ngiyazi ninginokuzizwa idora ifana nalezo.
Where people kill themselves or kill other people because someone was sleeping with
someone. Ngicela ukuthi khona umunye olale nomunye.
Number what?
8.
Number 8. Fornication brings unwanted pregnancies.
Kuletha ukukhulelwa ongavumelekile.
Unwanted pregnancies.
Ukukhulelwa kungavumelekile.
Number 9. Fornication brings unwanted abortions.
Ubufebe buletha ukukhishwa kweziso ongavumelekile.
Mercy.
Mercy.
Someone say mercy.
Mercy.
Fornication brings infertility.
Kuletha ukungabi nanzalo.
So if you fool around it's possible that you will eventually be unable to
mawudlaladlala kungenzeka ukugcina ungasazali.
Fornication brings unwanted children.
Kuletha abantwana abangaziwa abangafuneki.
Unwanted children are the ones who become problems in society.
Ibona baba yinkinga futhi la emphakathini.
What I've noticed in the community that we are in.
Ngokubhekile emphakathini esikuwona.
Is that children are having children.
Ukuthi abantwana baba nabantwana.
Are you here? Children are having children.
Abantwana baba nabantwana.
And because you are a child,
ngoba nakho umntwana.
You can't take care of your child.
Ngeke unakekele omunye umntwana.
Because you still have the mind of a child.
Ngoba usenomqondo womntwana.
That child that you've brought into the earth.
Lo mntwana omlethile la emhlabeni.
Is not experiencing the love of a mother.
Akalitholi uthando lika mama.
Is not experiencing the love of a father.
Akalitholi uthando lika baba.
And as they grow up,
ngenkathi ekhula ke,
they feel like they are a heavy weight.
Ubona ngathi umthwalo.
They feel unwanted.
Ubonakala ngathi akafuneki.
They feel unloved.
Uzwe ngathi akathandwa.
And most of the time, more often than not,
esikhathini esiningi kusuke kungenjalo.
Such children,
abantwana banjalo,
become problems in society.
Baba yinkinga kakhulu emphakathini.
Because they never grew up with the love
ngoba akaze bekhule ngothando
that they need
lo labadinga
of a mother and a father
luka mama no baba
it brings serious problems
kuletha inkinga enkulu ngempela
a lot of the problem people in the community
inkinga eningi abantu emphakathini
if you can just try and go into their lives, you will realize that the source. My mother had me when she was young. So I had to go stay with my aunt. And my aunt abused me. And I had to go stay with my uncle. And this. So they feel like they have no family. They have no love. They have no care. Only because some people decided to fool around. To enjoy themselves. Not thinking of the problems that can come. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Please forgive me for my message.
Okay?
Fornication brings hurts and wounds. It brings hurts and
wounds.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Just imagine you are in love. And you are doing your best for your girlfriend or your boyfriend or even your husband or your wife. Then you find out that they are cheating on you. One lady, Benjamin, she told Mom Ruthie that in our street, there's no girl that my husband has not slept with. In our street. Can you imagine the pain? The hat. And that particular lady, the husband will beat her to come nice. Beat her. Do you think that person is a normal person? After what she has experienced. The pain, the torment. Think about the disgrace. As she's walking in the streets. And everybody knows what her husband is doing.
Umuntu uyazi ukuthi undoda yakhe yenzani.
So we have to keep ourselves.
Kumele sizigcine.
First and foremost, because we love our God. And secondly, because you love the person that you are with. Don't hurt them. Me, my stand is that if you don't love me, leave me. Why do you want to keep me around and you are fooling around with other people? Why?
Yini.
So just leave me.
Hamba.
Get love strong. I'll cry.
I'll
move on with my life. Then for you to be. Can you imagine? The whole street.
I'm not telling you.
It came out of someone's mouth. I can even go show you the street. That the person was talking about. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It brings pain. And fornication breaks marriages. You know, when I see someone wearing a
ring,
I have so much respect for that person. Because I respect marriage. But there are people, it's like you know that your boyfriend or your Your girlfriend is married.
Kunomuntu owaziyo ukuthi wami nondoda yami ishadile.
But you are still girlfriending and boyfriending.
Kodwa ngisaqhubeka futhi nesajola.
Hayi, hayi, hayi. Hayi, kurong, kurong mzana.
Akukho kuhle, it's not good.
Tell your neighbor it's wrong.
Umtshele makhelwane kubike impela ke.
Very wrong.
Kubi kakhulu lokho.
Because you are breaking someone's marriage.
Ngoba manje nimosha imshado yabantu.
You are destroying someone's marriage.
Nibulala umshado womuntu.
And it is wrong.
And it's kubi kakhulu.
There's no way you can explain it that makes it right.
Ayikho indlela nje ongachaza ukuthi kube right. Cha.
It's wrong.
Kubi.
It will be wrong.
And futhi kuzohlala kukubi.
It will forever be wrong.
Kuzohlala kukubi ngunaphakade.
Hayi dokta inkosikazi yakhe impathi. It's none of your business. His
wife akusindaba yakho leyo.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's wrong.
Kubi.
You break someone's marriage.
Ubulala umshado womuntu.
You break someone's family.
Ubulala umndeni womuntu.
Now a child will grow up with divorced parents.
Umntwana usezokhula nabazali abahlukene.
It's wrong, completely wrong.
Kubi kakhulu.
Utterly wrong.
Akaze kwaba kuhle.
Horribly wrong.
Kubi nje kakhulu.
Stay in your own lane, stay in your own lane.
Hlala endaweni yakho.
There's too many men and women in this world.
Too
many unmarried people. That you can also find your own and be happy. You don't have to go to another man's.
Kufuneka uzuye kumuntu womuntu.
These amens are too soft.
Labo amen bathambe kakhulu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So I know my message is not friendly, but
ngiyazi umyalezo wami awunabungani.
If you take it to heart,
kodwa mawuyithatha uyifake enhlizweni,
you'll be helping your future.
Uzobusiza ikusasa lakho.
You'll be helping your marriage.
Uzobusiza umshado wakho.
This message just doesn't affect you only.
Lo masemyalezo awuthinta.
But it has the potential to affect your children.
Gona lapho futhi ukuthi thinta abantwana.
And your children's children.
Nabantwana babantwana bakho.
You understand? When I grew up,
mangkhula,
when my eyes opened,
amehla mevuleka,
like when I started to have understanding,
ngiqala ngiba nokuqonda,
I saw my mother and my father in the same house,
mama no baba endlini eyodwa,
and I saw them year after year,
unyaka nonyaka,
year after year,
unyaka nonyaka.
So growing up,
ukhula,
I just wanted to marry,
bengifuna ukushada.
Nobody told me to marry.
Akekho ngitshela ukuthi
ngishade. But I saw that picture at home.
Kodwa ngabona indlela kuhlelwe ekhaya.
And without knowing I desired it also.
Ungangazi nami ngakulangazela.
So it was in my mind to marry.
Kwakusemqondweni wami ukushada.
So when I came into Christ.
Ngenkathi ngize enkosini.
It was even confirmation.
Kwase kuvumelekile.
Oh, marriage is good.
Umshado muhle.
I must marry.
Umshado muhle.
But had I not grown up with that picture,
ukuba ngikhulanga naleso sithombe
in front of me,
phambi kwami,
then I don't know how my mind would have been thinking.
Ngaba ngazi umqondo wami ubuzocabangani.
So maybe you are not privileged like I was.
Mhlambe awukho ngalendlela
engangiyazi. To grow up with that picture.
Ukuba ukhule naleso sithombe.
Living with mother, father.
Uhlale nomama nobaba.
Family.
Nomndeni.
Then decide.
Wena thatha isinqumo.
That my children.
Ukuthi mina abantwana
bami. Grow up with that picture.
Bazokhula kanjalo.
My children.
Abama abantwana.
Fight for it.
Kulwele lokho.
War for it.
Ilwa.
So that they are tomorrow.
Ukuthi kusasa.
Can be even better than you.
Uzoba ngcono futhi kunokwakho.
Fight for them.
Kulwele.
If you couldn't have it, fight for them.
Mangabe wena ungabanga nakho balwele bona.
Your relationships are not only about you but they are also about your children.
Kuphinde kube nabantwana bakho phakathi.
And if all of us
uma thina sonke
in the community
emphakathini
can stay together with our spouse
sime namukethu
build good families
sakhe imndeni emihle
then we impact the community as well.
Sifaka konke futhi.
We raise children who have sense.
Sizokhulisa abantwana abanomqondo.
Good people.
Abahle.
Not that every now and then people are knocking at your door.
Hayi ukuthi nabo abantu bangena.
Your child has done this. Your child has done that.
Your child has done that. Nangomntwana uselapha ya.
Let's raise people in a good family. When they see mommy and daddy.
Mama no baba.
Ubaba mama no baba. Papa li mama. Whatever, baba whatever ma- language.
No manga be ngakho. None. Daddy and mommy.
Manena papa. Kingas vend. Huh? Menene minamnene.
Amen.
That one. Huh? It's difficult. Yeah, what you said, men, amen, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
We are told about something, God.
So try.
Zama again.
And ask God to give you strength.
Tell uNkulunkulu akuphe amandla.
Lord, not only for my sake.
Nkosi, hayi mina kuphela.
But for the children.
Kodwa nabantwana bami.
Help me to keep myself pure.
Siza ukuthi ngigcine mina.
Help me to marry.
Ngisize ngishade.
If you have a brother.
Mangabo ubhuti.
You want to marry?
Ufuna ukushada.
But really it's tough.
Kunzima.
Go on your knees.
Hamba ngamadola akho.
My father.
Umemeza inkosi.
Help me.
Baba ngisize.
Help me.
Ngisize.
I want to obey your word.
Ngifuna ukulalela wena.
I want to be in right standing with you.
Ngifuna ukuba sendleleni okuyiyona yona.
Help me to do the right.
Ngisize ukuba ngibe ngenza lokho.
And your God will help you.
UNkulunkulu wakho uzokusiza.
I listen to me.
Amen.
If your sister also pray.
Mawusisi thandaza.
Lord be with me.
Inkosi iba nami.
Help me to get married.
Ngiphe umshado.
Help me to keep myself pure.
Ngiphe ukuthi ngizigcine ngihlanzekile.
And your God will help you.
UNkulunkulu wakho uzokusiza.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. And you must love the church.
Uthande futhi ibandla.
You tell me any other place in the last 5 years.
Ungangitshela enye indawo nje eminyakeni ayi 5 edlule.
That has told you to keep yourself.
Ekutshele nje ukuthi kumele uyigcine.
Tell me except for your church.
Ngaphandle kwasesontweni. Yiphi?
So when you leave this door,
mawuphuma ngolo mnyango,
your TV will tell you fool around.
TV yakho izothi dlala dlala.
Your radio will tell you fool around.
I radio yakho izothi.
Your friends will tell you fool around.
Abangane bazokusana.
Sometimes even our families will tell us fool around.
Isikhathi nemndeni yethu uqobo.
So when you live in that environment,
ngenkathi usuka kuleyo ndawo,
chances are you fool around.
Indawo zakho ezokudlala kuphela.
But if you are in an environment like the house of God,
kodwa mawusendaweni efana
nendlu kaNkulunkulu, and you hear messages like this,
uzwa futhi imiyalezo efana nalena,
then you are increasing the chances of being able to keep yourself.
Lapho uphakamisa izinga lokuthi ukhona ukuyigcina.
Hello.
Amen.
So I pray in Jesus' name.
Ngiyathandaza ngegama lika Jesu.
That you will hear this message.
Ukuthi uzowuzwa lo myalezo.
And let it sink into your heart.
Uphinde futhi uvumele uhlale enhlizweni.
Hallelujah. I said hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your hands together for Jesus.
Shai zandla mshayelo Jesu.
Let's rise to our feet.
Cela nime ngenyawo.
Are you going to keep yourself for the Lord?
Uzozigcina uyigcina leNkosi.
Say amen.
Ethi amen.
Lift up your hands to Jesus.
Father,
I pray for your congregation. Especially those who are not yet married. I ask grant them the grace to hear what I've just said with the ears of the Spirit. Let them at least have the desire to try to keep themselves for you and for the spouse that you've prepared for them. Lord, I pray that this message will not just impact an individual, but let it impact generations to come. And let it impact this community. Lord, those who cannot see how can I get married while my situation is the way it is? Please open their eyes and show them that it is possible. Father, I give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to the living God.
Come on, say it. Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to www.healingfireministries.org. or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. May God be with you.